Okay, we're quiet for a minute.
I can't be quiet. Best in friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and hear what Mac the Dish has. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. It's Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and we've got everybody on tonight, from Dina and Greg to Tamara. We've taken hostage over the LA Talk Radio studio, and we're doing a two-hour special. This is part two of Dina and Greg's show. Now you're on Max and Friends, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That was Monroe King singing my intro. Happy 2010, 2010. Archive Greg and Dina's show to hear what gets me going and what pisses me off about 2010 and 2010. Welcome, everyone, to my show. I'm glad that we're piggybacking off of each other.
I just want to continue with shows from LATalkRadio.com and our earlier conversation about parenting skills from the previous decade, and we should get Lifestyle Mom with Radio Cafe, and maybe she can help out Britney Spears.
Hello, Tamara.
Hi, sweetheart.
Tamara tuned in the last few minutes of the Dina and Greg show. And now she's with us here on Max and Friends. Now, I got to tell you all, Dina, why don't you tell everyone how this all conspired, this show?
God, yes. How did that happen? Okay, so we're doing a show one night. We just went to our first two-hour show, and we were really excited about it. And then all of a sudden, Ronan comes in, because he knew I was looking for a psychic to come on. He's like, hey, guess what? We've got a psychic on the other line. So the last 5 minutes, we patched into your show, and we didn't know what the hell was going on.
I had no clue.
But, and then,
oh, wow.
Max, you and I have this magic that I can't explain.
We have sparks between us?
Uh-huh.
You think so? I'll pay for your tits, all right?
I have the appointment booked for next Thursday.
But was that what that was all about? I'll pay for your tits.
That night, though, with the psychic?
That's not Eva forever in your debt, honey.
Oh, see, Max is so generous.
No, you know what I'll do, Tamara? I'll get someone to give them for free, like we did on December 13th. We're gonna
there
get
you
a
go.
You know what? Hey, Dina, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to figure this out because people give me a lot of shit for free. Good stuff, not shit, amazing stuff for free.
Yes.
And we did my favorite show giveaway. I'm going to contact some people and see if they'll give us boobs for you.
Shut your
mouth. Well, there you go.
Why not?
Well, and we'll give them a plug.
And I'll even put a tattoo underneath the right one that says whoever did it. They can put my
doctor's signature. You know what? I have a good friend, Dr. Mark Warfel. He's in New York, and he has the Warfel Institute. So let's just drop his name right now because we're going to contact him. Maybe he wants to do your boobies.
Shut your mouth. I'll be so excited.
Do your boobies. He'd like to do your boobies.
I've been waiting for people to do my boobies.
Maybe now, we can put it on TV.
I'm okay with that, honey.
You know what? Hey, everyone, if you want to call in, the number now to call in is 323-203-0815. Whatever the fucking number is, 323-203-0815. And Dina, remember, if you get an incoming call, click add to conference, not the green flag. So, Tamara, we're doing the year in review turned into decade in review, but what's like the best thing that happened to you? We'll go personal for a minute in 2009. Let's do this. Tamara, best thing that happened to you in 2009.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was around February, I would have to say, that one of my students came up to me and said, Tamara, you would be great on radio. And I said, oh, my God, I've been doing radio from my home, like a podcast, for 2 years, and I really miss it because we had just ended it like a couple months before. And he said, oh, my gosh, wait till you meet Max and Friends. Wait till you meet this guy. Just, you know, let's set this up. And I'm telling you, Max, it has been so exciting to be able to tune in every Sunday night. night with you, talking about sex, talking about relationships, talking about
celebrities.
All this celebrities, you know, people just coming in our circle here and just feeling a part, and where people can be like a fly in the wall and just be a part of some juicy conversation that, you know, goes from the extreme of, you know, in-depth conversation of philosophical views to, you know, how do you give a great blowjob?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How do you give a great blowjob?
Hey, Tina, how did you give a great blowjob?
There you go.
As of last week, I found out that I probably don't.
But you got to have Tamara. Go to my archives, because we actually have an X-rated show where Tamara tells everyone how to give one.
I know the technique and everything, but for some reason, lately I just really haven't had a good time with every time I've been sex.
But then it's not your fault. You have to blame
once a year.
Oh, yeah. Wait to get those titties.
Trust me, honey.
All right, Greg, what was the best thing that happened to you in 2009?
The best thing that happened to me in 2009 would be this radio show. It really would be. Not to be generic with it, or sound generic, but this radio show has opened up so many avenues for me that it has been, and I get to work with one of my best friends. So, fuck it, I love it.
Dina, best thing that happened in 2009.
And in fear of sounding like a broken record, I would say this radio show too. The people that we've met and the chemistry that Greg and I just keep, you know, that keeps growing from it is just amazing, and I love it. And I get to meet all y'all nice people.
And get y'all. Get boobs.
How about you, Max? Best thing to you in 2009?
Best thing in 2009, I'm going to say, was my vodka release. Because I created my own vodka, and it's something in the works, and we're finally branding my father's and grandfather's hard work in the restaurant industry, and we produced the vodka.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that. And I've had so many. Then the car. I mean, one thing with vodka.
The car.
Vodka. You know, the vodka was great because it's something that will continue my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What is the name of your vodka?
Oscar's Del Monaco Vodka, OD Vodka.
All right.
And you said it's exclusively for airlines?
Well, right now, right now you can get it on horseneck.com. Okay, because that's the liquor store here. Horseneck.com is the site. And you can just order it right there. But we're going to be doing a lot of parties. We're going to be doing the Oscars. So we really can't branch out. There's a lot going to happen with this vodka. So it's the baby steps, you know? Mm-hmm. But that was the best thing, I think, that happened for my family's name in 2009 and for myself. Accomplishments.
So cool. So cool.
But now let's go forward real quick, you guys. For 2010, what's going to be the best thing that's happening to you? Tamara, hit it. 2010. What do you want?
Oh my gosh. Do you know, I would love to see us expand, doing in whatever avenues that's going to, you know, look like. That's going to be amazing. Plus, I'm just starting my sensual healing, my human sexuality workshops. It starts the end of this month, and I'm super excited. I've already got people signed up for that. My children's book comes out this next month, which is very, very exciting. And hopefully I'm meeting with the people to launch the vibrator, which is just going to heal one vagina at a time. And I'm just so excited about that, because I'm telling you what, we're just going to be vibrating like crazy.
You're going to be coming on my show stuttering. We're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to be sounding like Meg Ryan. Oh,
or Audrey Hepburn. But Dina, what do you want to happen to you in 2010?
I want to just step up to the next level and really get our entertainment business going and our media company really launched and successful. So that's what I'm looking forward to, along with, you know, just creating a lot more positivity and good energy around me and just loving life more. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tamara,
and Max, how about you?
Well, real quick, Tamara, when you get the vibrators manufactured, you have to send some over to the studio.
And don't forget about the gays, Tamara. Do not forget about the gays.
Oh, listen, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to be gender specific, because it is for gay couples as well, too. I mean, it stimulates the prostate. It's gonna do wonders. It's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's healing.
I would love to write a music about your new vibrator.
Oh my gosh, that would be incredible. How would it go?
Well, everyone, if you're just tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, you're hearing about Tamara's vibrator. We want you to call in. The number here is 323-203-0815, and people in the studio are getting wet already. But on that note, I want to talk about, excuse me real quick, who sent over this website, gizmodo.com?
Is someone that doing Dina? Dina's up to something over there that I can't see, and she's just giggling.
Ronan sent it. Wow. There's a thing called the squeal, and it is this mechanism that has revolving tongues on it. Holy shit.
Oh, my.
Gizmodo? That's so interesting, because there's also this new, that Fleshlight has released, that has a vampire teeth flesh jack thing, if you guys know what that is. It's really interesting. It's a vampire. So in addition to being a pop culture phenomenon, they have sex toys for it.
Well, and this last year, the attachment to your iPod, the vibrator to your iPod, right?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and it plays music to the beat?
Yeah.
It vibrates
to vibrates the beat. All right. Well, you know, Tamara, we were speaking about applications before on iPhones and stuff, and how it's been such a craze in the last 6 months or whatnot. But do you have applications on your phone?
Oh, my gosh, do I ever. In fact, I was playing with my favorite one today. Have you guys heard of the iFart? The iFart. Oh, my God. It is the funniest thing. I was laughing so hard, I don't need my pants. I mean, it is just, it's got like the brown mosquito, it's got the wipe out, it's got the rip. I mean, it is just hysterical. And what's great is that you can set it on a timer, and you can put it under someone's chair, or, you know, leave it on the table, you know, when you're over. And it's hysterical. It is. I'm wondering, I could probably play some for you. That's my favorite app.
There you go. But you know, there's an app that I saw, my friend Lisa brought it to. We were in the city, and she goes, I have this crazy app, you have to see it. And it's for all like pedophiles. And we were literally in like one of the shishiest neighbors of New York. She hits it, and like every building pulls up a little flag, and you hit the flag, and it shows the person who's the pedophile sex offender, and lists their whole. It is such an incredible application. I was like, I want to go by the building I used to live in and see who's a sexual predator in that building.
Oh no! Oh my gosh! You know what? That's like Megan's Law.
It's insane.
That's so scary, though. Oh, that's the things that are on the sexual predator list, though, are so not. So, they shouldn't be on there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary to put those people on a specific list.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. You sleep with a kid, you get caught, it's your fault.
No, but some people... There's other things on there, Max, besides pedophilia. There's things...
It's true.
It's bad.
See, that's why I stick to my T-Mobile Sidekick. Shameless plug.
I'm an iPhone freak.
Are you
in love with the iPhone? I can't even stand it.
Me too. Oh, how about the GPS? Oh, man. You just punch in anything, any search, anywhere you want to go, and that thing pulls it up.
I know. I love it.
Since we're plugging, my Sprint Instinct does the same thing, and I love it.
My gosh.
GPS. A friend of mine told me there's a new site, too, where you can go on this like dating service and connect your phone, your application to it. And when you go out, hit the button, and it'll pop up where the people are in the clubs.
That's our favorite. No, that is Dina and mine's favorite thing to do when we're drunk at the bar. It's a manhunt. What is it, Dina?
Grindr
for gay men. And you look at the bar, and you hit it, and you see everyone in the bar that's all on Grindr looking for men.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
That's great. You know what? There's a Valingo. Have you guys done that where you just speak into it? And you
we're doing our own thing here tonight, because I think Dina just picked up the phone on the other network at the other studio and put themselves on hold. So she just fucked up again. So it's you and I, Max and Friends. So call in at 323-203-0815. We'll wait till she gets back. But Tamara, Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year to you, my dear.
There are going to be so many great things happening for us this new year here at Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio.
I can't wait. I feel it. That's what our psychics tell us, too.
Maria Papapetros.
And Max, I'm telling you, I have to tell you, I saw Avatar.
Oh, we'll wait for Dina and Greg to get back with that, because that was a whole issue down south with Dina.
It was. I'm telling you. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. They're going to be back on it just one moment. I think they're taking a call. But, you know, I got to tell you, we were saying what we're thankful for, you know, and how you said you're one of the greatest moments having February when you joined Max and Friends. That was, of course, one of the greatest moments for me for 2009, as well as Mama Makeup and Rocco from Fashion News Live, because without them, there would be no you. So a big, huge I love you to Mama Makeup, who introduced me to Rocco in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And Rocco's like, you got to meet Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
I love it.
And this May, we're going to be 2 years.
Can you believe it?
And you want to hear even more bizarre? I was listening to our archives, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I had Monroe King on, who now does the intro for Max and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And what Monroe King came up with when she was on the show, I said at the beginning of the show for Max and Friends, I said, you know what? I'm going to make this show Max and Friends. Or I should name the show Max and Friends. That was when I had her on.
Hi.
And then after that, I said, and then here she is doing the intro to our show.
Wow.
And we've got Dina and Greg back. What's up, guys? Dina, what are you doing? Stop.
You guys,
what buttons are you pressing?
The wrong one.
It's so sad, too. A friend of mine called in from Missouri, and you guys would have just loved to talk sex with them. So they would have been great additions. But anyway, another time. So what did we miss when...
missed that Tamara saw Avatar, and I said that was a big debate for you down south. So what happened with Avatar, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I absolutely loved it. There were so many beautiful messages in there that, I mean, I just, I loved that, you know, there was no differentiation between ethnicity or race or color, anything like that. I mean, those blue people were such beautiful representations of how we're always just fighting ourselves, you know, and how really we take a look at what we're doing, you know, in war or, you know, just thinking other people are separate from us. I mean, we're all one. I mean, when you really boil everything down to it, what you do to another, you do to yourself. And when you can see how much we separate and there's really no need for that, that there is a desire for all of us to exist harmoniously, yet when you don't really know the enemy or the other people that you think is the enemy, and when your brain is so full of ideas of what that's supposed to look like, there's no room for you to input anything new. And that's what they were pointing out too, is like, we can't teach you those people that their brains are so full. It's like you've got to be emptied in order to be able to receive, to understand another culture, to understand, you know, the beautiful energy, you know, that, you know, the simplicity of tapping into source, whether that is like what they used was the big tree, you know, and this energy and how, you know, they had such respect for all of life.
Wow. Tamara, I think you need to go work for Avatar, but I think the energy is going to come from your vibrator this year.
Ooh.
Wait, Dina.
Oh,
Dina, have you ever had spotted dick?
I've not had it. Thank God.
You know,
I think I got inoculated against that when I was younger.
You know, I've got to tell you, I just opened, not just, but before the show, I opened up a can of Heinz Spotted Dick sponge pudding.
Oh, my.
It's microwavable. Hey. It was amazing.
So now it's like goldfish are eating spotted dick.
You know what? And I so wasn't going to bring that up because you know how people take shit and like, all of a sudden you have like a little sound bite and Max is going to be like, Max loves spotted dick.
It's true.
You know what
I mean?
Well, they don't even have to soundbite it and paste it together. They've got it.
Well, I'll just, you know what? There you go. But it's microwavable. It's new. Heinz spotted dick. I'm going to call them up because I want to get a whole bunch of it sent to me because it's so good. Anyway.
I do want to call
what are the spots?
Avatar, if I may, because I watched it too, and it was such an amazing movie. just along with what you said, and the whole connecting to a spirituality was so inspiring to me, and the idea that we don't get to possess energy, we just borrow it, was really just beautiful, and the connection between everybody, especially that last one of that last segment where they're all around the tree and they're just sending love and energy to him, and it was just beautiful. So it was very inspiring and beautiful to me. So that's my two cents.
Oh, God, yes. God love you. I know. I mean, the spirituality was just so beautiful and subtle that even if you weren't into that, it was something that you could relate to, especially the love that they had between the two of them. I mean,
Greg, did you see the movie?
I have not yet. I haven't either. I was having lunch yesterday at a bar, and the gentleman next to me would not stop raving about it, and for different reasons than our two fine ladies were just discussing. So that makes it even more appealing. So your guys' reasons were a lot more authentic and a lot more appealing than this gentleman just talking about. Well, hi, I'm a homo. More than this gentleman just talking about all the effects. So,
yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because at one point they got to choose an animal that they got to ride. And I thought it was so interesting because he goes, well, how will you know when that animal chooses you? And they said, oh, well, he'll want to kill you. You know, it was just amazing the struggle that they went through before they actually connected through their hair. You know, and then once the bond takes place, they're inseparable. So, I mean, that was like a beautiful
Avatar
thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Avatar. So check your local. I can't speak tonight. Check your local listings for Avatar and call in, damn it, 323-203-0815. We promise that Dina won't fuck up.
She just waved her hands and like,
don't call.
No, you know why, Dina? Because I'm getting text messages saying, fuck you for telling people to call in and not answering the lines.
Okay,
there you go.
I'm getting some irate callers.
This is the issue, everyone. I love you guys. I'm not trying to snub you. It's just that it won't add us into the whole mix of the things right
now.
Well,
why don't you give them our number?
I did. That when they're calling my number, it's that I'm a white girl trying to act like a Latina and
you're natural blonde.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So speaking of films, what would you guys say was the defining film for you in this decade? Let's go decade. I'm really interested.
Can we
in this.
Say a couple films?
Why not?
Okay, for me, I know Frida. Frida was one of them. It's at the top of my list. It sticks out so much because of the visual buffet that it was and all the actors that were in it and just what it brought to the table talking about Frida and her life. Also, Kissing Jessica Stein's another one that sticks in there and I always go back to because I just love it. And anyway, so those were a couple of mine.
Tamara?
Hey, Dina, tell people what number to call in, the 323 number. Do you know it?
Yes. You can call in to this number, 323-203-0815. And I won't be answering it, but somebody else will be in it.
We got Tamika. We got Tamika in the studio who answers my calls from Max and Friends.
So, I love you, Tamika.
Tamara, what movie was it for you?
Oh, my gosh. It would have to be my all-time favorite is The Kid by Bruce Willis.
Really? Okay.
That is my ultimate favorite movie because I do a lot of psychotherapy with clients. And one of the things is I get them in touch with their inner child on the inside. And in this movie, the inner child literally is in physical form for Bruce Willis's character. And it just shows the disconnect, but then the reconnect that happens, you know, throughout the movie. And then in the end, it's like how he's able to then fulfill his purpose in life without having to, you know, run from or not be a certain way just because he wasn't able to deal with his childhood issues. So in the movie, he does.
Amazing.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
Greg, what about you?
Well, I just mentioned a couple, but I also want to add to that Bad Education is another movie that sticks out pretty fluently. Continue. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Max?
For me, I swear I was black in my last life. For me, it was Hotel Rwanda.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what Hotel Rwanda did is just literally picked up, it like opened the consciousness for what's going on, you know, in Rwanda and how Clinton dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was a very pivoting movie, very eye opening. Also, Crash. Crash was one of my favorite movies.
Yes,
absolutely.
And the movie really got no hype. You know, I think the biggest hype that it got was the cast was on Oprah. And I think that movie's really spoke to what this nation is defined as, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, after I saw that movie, I was so disturbed by that it made everything in real life. I saw it a little bit more, and it just really hurt me, you know, inside, because, you know, I hate this whole. That's one of the things about that I've really had an issue with, and since I moved to LA is actually being able to connect with people on a deeper level, and luckily I have you know, a couple of people around that I really get to connect with, but it was just so disturbing, that whole thing, and eye opening, I guess you will.
Well, Crash did win Best Picture that year in 2006. So,
but it wasn't talked about though. It wasn't a movie that people talked about.
You're completely right, though. It kind of jumped up, and then everyone acknowledged it a little bit, but didn't dwell in it and didn't really take it to heart, I guess.
I wonder if it was because it really did evoke an inner journey. For it wasn't some, you know what I mean? Like
you are so eloquent tonight. Because I have listened to your show.
Oh my god!
Okay, I'm fucking with you.
Max, how about you? Besides Hotel Rwanda and Crash, anything else that really jumps out?
No, really, that's it. Right, Hotel Rwanda, you guys can laugh.
No, but you're totally right with that. In that same year, there was, what was it with Brad Pitt? Oh, what was it? And
who's
Brad Pitt?
No, but it was Brad
Pitt. Benjamin Button?
No, not Benjamin. This was years before. It dealt with, there was the Chinese girl or the Japanese girl. It was four different parts of the world. Oh, what was that movie? And it just dealt with how they're all related. What is it? I'll think of it in a second. I'll look it up and figure out. But that came out. The Hours was an amazing movie from the last decade that really brought the timeline of three women, you know, living the same life in different generations. Just anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Dina? I have to say that. I'm like, I'm raising my hand. For me, it went, I'm like, pick me. Amelie was seriously one of my favorite films of the year. And because I just identified with her, she was quirky and fun and in Paris. Hi, I love Paris. That's where I'm going to die. Cindy.
Wait, were you talking about the Brad Pitt movie Snatch? No, I'm kidding.
No, Babel. Babel is what I'm talking about.
Oh, Babel.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Didn't get a lot of hype that year, but it was phenomenal. It came out the same year that Crash did. So
I didn't like Snatch.
You didn't?
I'm just kidding.
Did you like Fight Club?
Who didn't like Fight Club?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't this decade. That was 1999, so we can't talk about it. But who didn't like
that movie? That was good.
The girls, the trannies, they all loved it.
All right, now let's get, like, what do you guys think? Listen, I think this decade flew by.
Yes.
What do you think in the last 10 years, like the last 10 years, what did you think was one of the most, I don't want to say newsworthy, but one of the most hottest topics or one of the biggest things that ever happened to you? Not you, but that you remember from 2000 for the last decades.
I would say technology, like remembering what I could do on my cell phone in the year 2000 when no one else had a cell phone compared to now I can break up with my boyfriend, get a new boyfriend, send my mom flowers, and find a new job all in 2 minutes, you know? I think that's pretty influential in
technology.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I find so amazing is that there's not so much differentiation between genders. You know, it's almost like anything goes now. If no matter what gender you are, male or female, whichever, you know, for females to act more male or for males to act more female, I think this gender differentiation is really blurring the lines in these last, you know, in these last few years, really. And I love it because it's so much more acceptable now to just be you and whatever feels authentic for you. You know, and I love that.
Look at Chaz, what, Chastity Bono, Chaz Bono.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
true,
though. I agree with you full-fledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Dina Martinez.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
A transsexual could take over the world.
Mm-hmm. Look, you are taking over the world one show at a time.
Honey, trust.
Wait, who the hell is writing superhero movies? What, is Ronan part of the show tonight, too? Why don't you get on a fucking mic at Studio One? That's
good. Superhero movies, look at how popular once Marvel was sold to...
I got my superhero underwear.
I bet you do.
I shirt from Aussie Bus. The best. I might look like a grown man on the outside, but when you take my pants off, I'm a little boy. No kidding.
Okay, that scares me.
You are definitely not on my sleep with this, then, if that's the truth.
Oh, no.
I'd say it's time to put on our webcam.
I've got you on floor for free, honey.
Take over, Tamara. You see, Tamara, this is what happens. Tamara, this is why we can't do a two-hour show. I get delirious.
Are you okay with runway.com? Because I just added you on.
Fuck that. I am drinking out of a Pimcon and eating goldfish out of a spotted dick can. My life. Welcome 2010.
And you're eating spotted dick.
No, I'm eating goldfish out of a spotted dick can. I couldn't throw the can away, so I just...
Oh, okay.
Ronan is cracking up over here.
God damn it.
Oh, love us. We're so fun all together.
What do you all think about Facebook?
It took
revolutionized everything.
Seen how I'm a Facebook virgin, technically, still. I've only been on for, a month?
Novice.
I'm a whore. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
Hey, Ronan, speaking of technology, Ronan, can you cut some of this show out for me after? I'll tell you what to edit.
He's all edit Greg out entirely. Thank you.
Edit out the part of my underwear. I just lost all of my advertisers. This show has killed my advertisers. I need new ones.
What is one of your New Year's resolutions? To not have a date for the next decade? Because
no, you know what? Speaking of New Year's resolutions, do any of you have any? Mm. Oh, it's all quiet.
Resolutions. I just have things that are going to happen this year.
I think that's the same with me. Like, I was sitting there and I'm like, I don't want to make resolutions. I'm just going to do what I need to do and really mm-hmm. forge forward and make it happen versus, you know, saying, resolving that I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. So
there you go. Good
Tamara, for you. Any resolutions for you, Tamara?
Well, I tell you, yes, I did. I made such a commitment to adding so much value to people who come to my workshops and what they experience and what they're going to be able to take with them and how their lives are going to be transformed that I am just so committed to give it all I've got. And it's just, it's adding value. It's adding that component that really takes people through processes where you leave feeling so connected with the world and so connected with people around you and what's possible with your intimate relationships and, you know, sex and intimacy and experiencing pleasure to its fullest. I mean, it's blowing the lids off the, you know, anything what you thought was possible and then going beyond. I mean, it's living in ecstasy. It's like vibrating at such a frequency that people are just like, whoa, what just passed me? You know,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm, I, Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. And being responsible for your own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, right. Your own pleasure.
But without being redundant, yeah, I think just like Dina said, whatever my goals are that I'm going to accomplish them this year, it's like enough of the bullshit with not getting things done.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, this is the year that we're going to get things done. That's it. I'm not playing games anymore, people.
I love it.
I forgot what I wanted to ask.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Who has been responsible for their own pleasure for far too long? You know what, Ronan? I'm sending Tamara to the studio. Oh, Dina. I don't know who's writing all of it's all fucked up.
Why am I not on Skype right now with you guys? I'm realizing, hello.
Hello, Dina. Have you been responsible for your own pleasure for far too long, Dina?
I have. I need somebody else to take responsibility to pleasure me.
You know what I always say, Dina? One of my favorite quotes is, why do for yourself what others can do for you?
Amen, honey. Amen.
But Tamara,
hey, Dina,
you know,
Were you the one saying that you were having some trouble with your blowjobs this time?
You should just tell them what's going on. You should just tell
seriously,
them how you got raped.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that.
I do know everything.
See, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to say this. I don't have sex that often.
You're
just
not
because
a fleshlight.
I'm not. I'm a little bit less choosy or more. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, I haven't had opportunities that I wish I had or have taken them. So when I do, it normally is a disaster. And so I met this really nice guy and he was cute. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, well, you know what? It's been too long. I'm just going to make it happen. So, And it was a disaster. And the next thing I know is he's on top of me and his pelvis is in my face and he's pushing. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounded really attractive.
Yeah. Wow.
Were you screaming, oh my God, as in a good, oh my God, or as in a bad, oh my God?
It was a bad, muffled, oh my God.
It was a, oh.
Oh, it was a Helen Keller. Oh.
Exactly. So oh my God.
So this, like, I can't breathe or
yeah, it was like, really, I stop pushing in front into my face and it was just really fun. It was just not good. So so I
your eye.
Oh, not cute. So what I'm going to do this next year is hopefully find people to partners that I can enjoy and that will enjoy with me versus just miserable disaster experiences.
Yeah. Ronan is amazing.
Yeah, because one of the most important things to have in that kind of a, situation that you're in there is enthusiasm and wanting to be into it and having mutual.
Right. It was not mutual and not fun.
Well, there's a quote that Mick Jagger sings, and you know when he sings, you make a dead man come?
Mm-hmm.
We all... We'll leave it at that.
Trust me.
But I just sent you deepmemories.com, how to give a blowjob that will blow his mind. So check that out from deepmemories.com.
Hey,
thank you.
You're welcome. It gives you visuals, too.
I mean, if it would have been somebody that I could have interacted with other than him just like laying like dead weight on my face, it would have been different, but.
Oh, wow. And there you go. So, Tamara.
Yes.
Hey, Tamara, real quick, because, this hour's coming up too, real quick. But Tamara, I asked Dina and Greg what was their favorite show. What was your favorite show this year, in the last year?
Favorite show on.
That we had on Radio? LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends.
Oh, that we had. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I loved having our guy that sang that We Are Family.
Nile Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, I loved him. And
Rolando.
And then the other gal, Rolando, when she was on there.
Yep.
It was beautiful. I mean, the synergy between all of us was just, it was beautiful. And I loved, you know, just the uplifting and the just the contribution to humanity and, you know, just how he had no idea the impact his work was going to have in the world. And
that's all of us here on LA Talk Radio.
Exactly.
We really are impacting the world of radio. You know that, Dina and Greg and Tamara?
We know.
Yes.
We are.
I feel it.
My favorite show was Mike Horn. You weren't on there to mm-hmm. show yet, but Mike Horn was my explorer that I had on, who called me from Antarctica and was telling me how mm-hmm. it's a great show. But we all have archives, you guys. Dean and Greg archives and my archives. So check them out because we have them.
Yes, we do.
And a reiteration to go back. Check out the other shows here, too. We are an eclectic group of shows and an amazing mm-hmm. people. So anyway, now I got serious. Susan came in the studio. Get the fuck out.
Yay.
We're going to do an hour of laughing. We are all retarded.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, what do we say?
I love that.
Impaired. Impaired.
You know? Challenged.
Exactly.
I love that we're all of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dina, what was one of the craziest things you ever said on the show?
I don't know.
One of
I think I just said it.
What was your craziest thing?
Well, I think I've got Dina's. It's when she described her wearing sundresses this last summer as tents that you can mm-hmm. just filling more and more stuff in.
No, I liken them to apartment hunting. When you're looking for an apartment and you're looking at a big apartment, you're thinking, where can I put that armoire, or I can put a new couch in here, and so you're trying to fill it. But when you look at a smaller apartment, you know, you're thinking, I can get rid of this. Well, it's kind of like that with sundresses. My body has kind of moved into the sundress. It's not cute.
Greg, what was one of the craziest things you said?
It was when I mentioned that I had a trick one night, steal my ATM card the next morning, and I said it with my stepmom and my stepsister out in their lobby of the studio. That was right there. That is icing on the cake.
That's amazing. Tamara, do you remember my craziest thing when I said, you guys, we were doing a sex show one night, right? And some guy called in, mm-hmm. his boyfriend didn't like licking his ass, right? Tamara said, well, how's your hygiene? And I go, forget your hygiene. Find out what your boyfriend likes. If he likes Nutella, stick some Nutella up your ass and let him eat it out. Or if your boyfriend likes fried chicken, stick a piece of fried chicken up your ass and let him eat it out. I got to tell you, I have had more emails from that quote ever from any other show when I said that.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh my gosh, Max, it was adorable. I think that's when I lost
the Christian Baptist Church as a sponsor for the show.
If you liked vinegar and cabbage, you stick that up there.
Whatever you like. Do you remember that, Tim?
You were like, yeah, slab it on there. Go in there and have him lick it off.
Wow.
It was perfect. No, I love our callers. They're amazing. They're so courageous. You know?
See you.
Yeah,
go
they
hot
call
sauce.
In. Say,
I'm off.
Who likes hot sauce?
I think that's Ronan.
Ronan's like jerking off over in the studio with us. What the fuck is going on over here tonight?
Well, he's in his happy place.
He gave a smiley face.
Oh, God. I'm becoming delirious.
Well, this is so
sad. He's a happy camper.
That we're almost at the ending of this. And
how sad.
I know. Like, 2 hours flips.
Bye.
Our producers are telling us we have to go. Aren't they so much fun, Tamara?
Oh, man.
And, you know, Dina, I told Tamara, I said, if you want the night off, you can have it off. She goes, oh, no, I want to be off.
Yeah.
All right, nobody.
Wow.
I'm so glad you're here. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing the 2 hours with us, and it was so much fun.
It was. Thank you. And thank you, Kelly. You were great. Kelly.
Kelly has left the studio.
He's with Ronan.
Kelly's with Ronan. Kelly, that's what you get for being unprofessional.
He thought Ronan might need some help.
Well, you know what? We want to thank you guys for coming on Max and Friends too, Dina and Greg. And I guess we're going to sign off on our own. So you guys, unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye to each other. But Tamara, don't go anywhere because we're going to finish our show and Dina and Greg are going to finish their show on our own respective channels, 1 and 2. And this is one of the best shows I've ever had, too, you guys. So it's been a lot of fun.
Thank
Likewise.
You.
Likewise. Thank you, guys.
Have a great night, you two beautiful people.
You two have a wonderful new year and everything that has happened. And Dina, we're going to work on getting those boobs for you for free.
God, I love you.
I'm not kidding.
For free. It's going to be part of the musical.
I will spread the word like herpes.
Super, Max. Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. Good night.
Tamara, we're not going anywhere. They're going on their way. Wasn't this a fun show, Tamara?
Oh, man. How fun are they? They're adorable. That is so cool.
And y'all, check out the Dean and Greg show because I was on their show an hour prior. So we've got a 2-hour special for y'all from Max and Friends. And I think it was just so much fun. Sorry we got a little perverted, but that's what happens when it gets late and we're stuck in a studio with no ventilation.
Hey, it's all good.
Now, Tamara, what's
next?
We
are the profound and the profane.
You know what I love? Mm-hmm. That literally, you know, I'm all joking. I love to joke. I love to make people laugh. I'm like Lisa Lampanelli. You know what I mean? Like, but the funny thing is, Tamara, is that literally with our shows, with your insight, with your profession in being a psychologist as well as a sex therapist, we really cover a lot of ground from inspiration to sex to food to acting to hot topics to everything that's going on. And I really thank you for being a part of Max and Friends.
Oh, Max, it's been such a pleasure for me. My gosh, I do love the variety that we bring. I love it because it's all good with us. That's what's so great, is that there's no taboo with us.
Listen, you know, I say a lot of things. People get offended, but I say funny things. At the end of the day, it's all for a laugh. You know what I mean? I just have to put my little disclaimer out there. Not that I regret anything that I say. A dear friend of mine once told me, Wayne Scott Lucas, you know him on here on the show, he said, whatever you say, own it. And you got to own what we say.
Yeah, amen.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, but,
absolutely. So, you know, we're a hologram. Yeah, it's like we're a hologram of it all. I mean, there's nothing that we're not. I mean, if we really look into our humanity, there's nothing we're not.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to celebrate it all. You know, every bit of it. So
from life is a celebration.
To the most profound. Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to tell you all. I love celebrating. I love being here. I love Tamara on my show. We've got such an amazing year coming up for you guys with Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. You know, we've got my co-host built in, Tamara Bowman. We have Rocco from FashionNewsLive.com. We've got our psychic, Maria Papapetros. We have, of course, Wayne Scott Lucas. We have Michael Elijah Day, who is our fitness guru, and Dr. Rodney, who is our health guru. And we're just going to expand more and more this year. So we encourage you all to tune in to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, because Tamara, we've got so much stuff going on for everyone this year, don't we?
Oh my gosh, do we ever.
Look how much we've grown in just 6 months.
And who knows, technology. I mean, people might even be able to log in their computer and see us.
Yeah. So check us out every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. We've got our archives there. Tamara, you want to know one of my quotes for the New Year's?
Oh, bring it on.
Life is an occasion, so we have to rise to it.
Rise. Is that one that comes from my rise?
Nope, it's completely different, but we put everything together.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I like it. You know what Oprah said? This is one of her quotes on January 1st here. It says, often we don't listen to who we were meant to be because we're so busy trying to live out someone else's ideas. But other people and their opinions hold no power in defining our destiny.
Oh, that's a fantastic quote.
Isn't that incredible? That's by Oprah.
Well, speaking of Oprah,
so
quotes,
often
tell it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I was just going to kind of paraphrase it. Is that we don't listen to what we were meant to do, trying to live someone else's life. But if we really come from that place where people and their opinions hold no power in defining who we are and what our destiny is, then we're free to become who we were meant to be.
And, you know, Rolanda Watts is writing a book, Destiny Lingers, so look for that, because destiny does linger. And, you know, Oprah Winfrey said another fantastic quote for the New Year's. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Is that not the truth?
I love it.
And, you know, Tamara,
what you said earlier, too, about doing it. Instead of speaking it, you're just going to, just do it.
Make it happen. That's my that's my motto for this year. Make it happen. So everyone, this year, whatever your goals are, whatever you want to do in life, this is the year. Forget the year. These are the days, the minutes, and the seconds for you to wake up and pay attention and make them happen. There's a song from, I love it, from Sister Act that says, if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, then you better wake up and pay attention. And now's the time to do that. No, Tamara? Like, let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
My quote for the new year, because we got to wrap this show up pretty soon, Tamara. I think like a minute before we all get fired from LA Talk Radio. But the old year has gone. The old year has gone. Let the dead past bury its own dead. Let the new year has taken possession of the clock of time. All hail the duties and possibilities of the coming 12 months. And that's by Edward Payson Powell. The old year has gone, let the dead past bury its own dead. The new year has taken possession of the clock of time. All hail the duties and possibilities of the coming 12 months. So everyone, we thank you for tuning in. Tamara, you're down in Florida getting some sun. I'm jealous because it's 19 degrees and snowing in New York. But this too shall pass. So, I can tell you all right now for the coming months, we're going to have a music month for January. We've got some amazing musicians coming on. We've got Chester C. He's going to come on again. You all know Chester C. We love Chester C. God damn, you're beautiful. And it's going to be great.
Oh, yes.
And we also have a new guy coming on, Tamara. We've got a new guy coming on from Canada. And I will tell you his name. This is so bad that I can't even think anymore. Tamara, there has been, for the last 2 hours, it's been rough. It's been a lot of fun. We've definitely got
Chester. There's a guy from Canada that's going to be joining us.
Exactly. Thank you, Tamara. And just stay tuned to Max and Friends, especially this month, because it's going to be Music Month here on LA Talk Radio for Max and Friends. Why not? We're going to have Monroe King come back on, because, you know, she does the song for us here on LA Talk Radio. She's my intro. We love Monroe King. And Tamara's one-year anniversary on Max and Friends is coming up next month. So stay tuned for that. We got a great year happening. I'm going to open my restaurant this year. Tamara's going to open up her amazing retreat. Kuba Ohms is going to come on. Kuba Ohms, Canadian singer. So stay tuned for that. But Tamara, we're going to do a show with just you and I and all the things that we're doing for to inspire others. Because that's what we're here for, to inspire others.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. We'll keep doing it, Max.
Well, the only way I can do it is if you're here with me. So my partner, inspiration. We've got to end the show, Tamara. So wish everyone a happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone. Thanks for joining Max and Friends.
With Tamara as my co-host, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. And for this show in its entirety, that any portion that you missed, go to latalkradio.com. Check out our archives. We've got many great ones, almost 2 years in the making on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Happy New Year, everyone. And remember that this is the time, this is the year that we're going to make things happen. So on that note, everyone, take life to the max. And Tamara, have a wonderful week, just like I hope all of you have. Dina and Greg, thanks so much for including us on your show, and thanks for coming on my show. Have a wonderful night, everyone. And take life to the max.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2010.
Good night, everybody.